3. Loving Homer. Homer love can feel like a disease. If you catch it, you're in danger of having it for life. He starts to infiltrate every nook of your consciousness. What would Homer have had for breakfast? Oil, honey, yogurt, and delicious bread. One of the things that is wrong with the Cyclopes is that they don't eat bread. Or a picnic? Grapes, figs, plums, beans. How did he feed his heroes? Grilled meat and thoroughly cooked sausages. What did he think of parties? He loved them. No moment was happier for a man than sitting down to a table loaded with wine and surrounded by his friends. These were questions the Greeks asked. In 5th century Athens, Socrates was impressed by Homer's decision, for example, that no hero should ever eat iced cakes. All professional athletes are well aware that a man who is to be in good condition should take nothing of the kind. Protein, well salted, not boiled, was the stuff for heroes, and it had to be red meat. Fish was the last resort, and chickens had yet to arrive from the Far East. They reached the Aegean in about 500 BC, known to the Greeks as the Persian bird. I have a way now of finding Homer wherever I look for him. No encounter, no landscape is without its Homeric dimension. In a way, Homer has become a kind of scripture for me, an ancient book full of urgent imperatives and ancient meanings, most of them half discerned, to be puzzled over. It is a source of wisdom. There must be a name for this colonization of the mind by an imaginative presence from the past. Possession, maybe? Mind Jack? In one of his Socratic dialogues, Plato has a wonderful image for the secret and powerful hold that Homer has on his listeners. Socrates is talking to Ion, a mildly ridiculous rhapsody, a man who made his living by reciting and speaking about Homer. I am conscious in my own self, Ion tells Socrates, in phrases which even 2.5 millennia later have a whiff of the stage, and the world agrees with me in thinking that I do speak better and have more to say about Homer than any other man. If Greeks had mustaches, Ion would be twirling his. The Socratic eyebrow rises a little, but he then tells Ion the truth, a little slyly, the Socratic wisdom masquerading as flattery. The gift which you possess of speaking excellently about Homer, Socrates says, is not an art, but an inspiration. There is a divinity...